In this segment, we're going to talk about ways to make a great first impression. And one thing you always have to keep in mind is you only get one chance to make a good first impression. When you're sitting here, think to yourself, what do I come away with when I meet somebody? What do I notice first of all? And one of the first things you will notice is someone's eye contact. What is your eye contact? Are you looking down? Are you looking across the room? Are you easily distracted? So when you're meeting somebody, are you meeting a mentor? Are you going to ask a mentor for help? Have excellent eye contact. So you want to look at their eyes. If you look at some side to side from time to time, that's okay. But spend the great majority of your time looking in their eyes, giving them 100% of your attention. Research the person you're meeting. Why do you want to have a mentor? Why do you want to make a good impression? What has this person done that's of note in their area? Why do you even want to meet them? So know something about them. People will respect that. And when they begin to talk to you, listen, be an excellent listener. Being a good listener is one of the greatest ways to make a good first impression. But be genuinely interested in what they have to say. Ask for points of clarification. Ask for points, when you were my age, what would you do? Or ask, if you were starting over, what would you do? These are great questions. Ask them about their greatest successes. Ask them about their greatest failures and what you learned from them. Oftentimes in life, you learn more from a failure than you do from a success. Mentors have always had tremendous numbers of failures. And what you'll find is it's not that they failed that makes it significant. It's the fact that they learned something from it, they applied what they've learned, and they went on to become a success. So always ask about successes and failures. And take a notepad. Make notes when you're talking to a mentor. People feel great when you're taking notes, when you're listening and when you're learning and you're showing an eagerness. Other ways to make a good first impression is one of the first things you do when you're meeting someone is you shake their hand. When you're shaking their hand, don't do a fish or a limp noodle. Make a firm handshake. I have 5 sons. One of them is only 6 months old, so he doesn't do any handshakes. But the other 4 boys always have a firm handshake. And we never meet somebody who's over the age of 30. They shake their hand, but they don't say, "Wow, great handshake." So always have a firm handshake. And when someone says your name, make sure to introduce yourself in a clear and succinct fashion. So good handshakes are important. Clothing. How you dress is very important. Oftentimes, you don't want to get caught up in today's fashion. So if you're looking to meet with somebody, I would stay away from the t-shirts, the pants that are low. Try to stay away from that. Look professional. We were having a function at my house and someone called and asked my wife, what will Eric be wearing? And she goes, it's not what he'll be wearing, it's will it be a gray suit or a blue suit? So I always try to dress in a professional environment when I'm having a function. Now, clearly you want to have a casual, you'll want to have a business casual, you'll also want to have a formal dress and a suit. But make sure that you always dress in a way that is professional or that makes a good impression. Dress in such a way that it doesn't draw attention to your clothing. Don't wear loud clothing. You want to have a person pay attention to your countenance, to your face, to your eyes, to your posture, to how you speak, how you express yourself, and not be distracted by, that is the craziest tie I've ever seen, or I have never seen that combination of clothing before. Wow, what a interesting way to mix plaid and stripe and paisley. I mean, don't do that. Go conservative, go professional, and be neat. Something else is called in the military, they call it a gig line. This is a line between the seam in your shirt and the seam in your pants. Don't have it twisted. If you have it twisted, that doesn't look good. It doesn't make a good first impression. Notice your shoes. Are they shined? Do they look clean? Do they have holes in the bottom of them? If they do, get a different pair of shoes. So always look professional, look clean, look put together, make good eye contact, ask questions, take notes, and live with vigor, with zeal. Be excited, be interested in what your mentor is telling you. Other things to be very aware of is to have honor. Be a person who has honor for someone else's time, respect for someone else's time, where you know that you are taking something from this person. There is an exchange happening. They are giving you time. Have great respect for that. Oftentimes it's easy to forget that time. We may think that, well, they're not giving us anything. Time doesn't cost anything. Well, time is really all you have. So it'd be easier for someone to give you currency or money or a possession, but time, we don't make any more of that. So be very respectful of the time that you are given by a mentor. Also, be careful with taking cell phones with you or PDAs on meetings. Oftentimes I meet people and they're distracted. They're talking to me and they're thumbing this, or they're looking at Facebook, or they're doing something else. And makes a very bad first impression. So be engaged in the conversation. Don't be distracted. Don't be in the text community where you're talking with somebody, they're giving you time, and you're keeping up with what's going on Facebook or texting. Make sure you stay engaged in the conversation. Communicate. How do you communicate? Try to communicate succinctly and clearly and purposefully. Don't ask questions that are not relevant. Don't drift off a topic and stay focused. Also, keep meetings short. Always try to schedule a time to meet with a potential mentor. Get there on time. Timeliness is extremely important. A mentor of mine said, if you're on time, you're late. So always be early. Be early for every meeting to the greatest extent possible. If something happens and you can't be early or on time, call and say, I'm on the way. I'm en route. These are great common courtesies to be timely, to be purposeful, to move with purpose. And if I have a meeting set for 1 hour, I try to end it early. Don't use the whole hour. Give someone a gift back of 5, 10, or 15 minutes of their own time. They will remember that. They'll remember that forever. And they'll be very grateful, and they will see you again or take time again. Okay, let's go back to posture. Posture is incredibly important. If you ever look at someone and they're sitting in a chair and you're talking to them and they're like this, that's bad posture. Or they're leaning back, that's bad posture. Always sit in the front part of the chair with a slight forward lean, and it helps you to pay attention and to listen in such a way that would invoke your mentor to give you more time and to speak and to go deeper. This is somebody who's interested. Oftentimes, people who've done well, they may not have many people ask them. They may be intimidated to approach these people, and they love to tell their story. I always use 5 questions. What, when, where, how, and why? What, when, where, how, and why? When you're talking to somebody, always have a notebook, and if you can't remember these questions, just write them down. I also want to talk about 2 other points, success and failure. And then, what would I do now? And how would I do it differently? So write these down. So let's walk through these. What, when, where, how, and why. So you're meeting somebody. What brought you into this line of work? That's a question. They're going to answer that, and it'll take them a little bit of time. So where? Where did you begin? It may be in your local town. It could be someplace else. Why did you do it? How did you do it? And just keep working through the what, where, when, how, and why until you have all that information exhausted. After you've learned that, continue to ask questions. I was once told as a young boy, Eric, you have 2 ears and 1 mouth. Use them in that proportion. And I tell you what, listening 80% of the time when you first meet somebody and asking and speaking 20% is a really good rule of thumb. If you meet somebody and you talk the entire time, you're going to leave feeling great. You're going to think that's a very interesting person because you expressed yourself. But they're going to think, this person, I'm going to talk to them, and they just told me all about themselves and learned nothing about what they're here for. So look, use the 80-20 rule in reverse. You speak 20 and you listen 80. 2 of the biggest questions I've learned most when I've interviewed people and talked to them is about, tell me about your greatest success. And they'll always think for a second, what was my greatest success? And they'll think about it. And then they'll answer the question. And then I always ask a follow-up question. You know, what did you learn from that success? How did that benefit you? And they have a response. The next question always surprises them. Well, tell me what your greatest failure was. And I always say something like, to the extent you're comfortable, tell me about a failure and how you overcame it. And then they will answer that question. We'll tell you, well, gee whiz, we had this product launch and it did poorly, but we learned a lot from it. We interviewed or we gave poor customer service for a period of time and we corrected it. And that became the greatest thing. Also, one of the greatest ways to make a first impression is humility. Come in as a grateful person. You shake their hand, you make eye contact, and you genuinely say, thank you very much for your time. I know there are many things you could be doing right now instead of speaking with me. Thank you for giving me 1 hour today. But I would like to even take up less of that time than what you're offering me because I want to show my gratitude. Do you mind if I ask you a few questions? And then they say, sure. And you say, do you mind if I take notes? Always ask to take notes, but always take notes. There are notes from conversations I had when I was 22, when I interviewed two people that I had tremendous respect for, that today at 46, I look back at periodically. I had 15 minutes with two men who I respected, and their comments in 15 minutes, I still refer back to 24 years later. And I will say that they've been some of the greatest impact I've had. It's impacted my life tremendously. Keep in mind, with a mentor, it's not just quantity of time. It is the focus of time. If you can spend time with somebody who you can learn something from in 5, 10, 15, 30 minutes, it can make a significant difference in your life. It can allow you to step weeks, months, years ahead by just having a quick amount of time. And you've heard it said, familiarity breeds contempt. Always keep respect and honor in the relationship. And if you are blessed enough to have more time with this person, seek to not become, do not fall into that. That's so easy to do. And have respect for this person. And think of how you can give back. Once you meet somebody, you've had 45 minutes, 30 minutes, 1 hour of time. I always send a handwritten note. To this day, I'll write 2,000 to 3,000 handwritten notes a year. If I meet you in a business setting, you will get a handwritten note from me. Every time. I write them at night. And I try to reference in the note something that was personal to that conversation. Boy, I enjoyed meeting you. Thank you for your time today and sharing with me about your greatest success. And then I would mention what that was. I look forward to the opportunity of meeting you again. Please call me if I can ever be of assistance and put my name and phone number there and sign it. I always have a stationery. It's a stationery that is mine. It's one that has my initials on it. It's pre-printed label with my address, return information on there, and it's a thick cardstock. These are expensive to have. You buy them in gross, 500 or 1,000 at a time. And if you're just getting started, then you can use a regular envelope and letter, but always do a handwritten note. People will say, you can text a thank you, you can email a thank you, and you know they're correct, you can do that. But if you write a handwritten note, it makes all the difference in the world. And I never use a mail meter. I have a mail meter in my office. We send out thousands of pieces of mail a year. Every handwritten note has a stamp. Be very particular about how you represent yourself. You only have one time for a first impression. So if you've met this person, this mentor, you've met them, you've dressed in a conservative fashion, you've asked good questions, you had a good posture, you had a good handshake, you spent some time with them, you were humble, you were grateful, you leave and you send a thank you note, they are going to be delighted to speak to you again if you have more questions. They would not have had that happen to them. If they would meet 20 people, you'd be the only one that did all that and send a thank you note. Always, it's a very nice touch. When you're there, be teachable. And when you leave, also be teachable. One of the greatest things a mentor looks for is teachability. Are you teachable? So oftentimes, people are just not teachable. You can tell them things, you can make suggestions, and mentors are people who quite honestly, have often usually been pretty successful in life. And they will tell you something in passing. Hey, maybe do this, or you may want to try that. They're being gracious. They're being kind in saying that. They're not wanting to be oftentimes too strong of an influence. They're trying to guide. Look for that. Be appreciative. Be humble. Be grateful. So if you're grateful, you're humble, good posture, you have good eye contact, good handshake, and you're involved in the conversation, this mentor, this person will remember you and will be available to you as well. Another thing I always ask when I meet somebody in this type of scenario is thank you, as I end, thank you so much for your time. Who else do you know who I should speak with? You can turn one mentor meeting into 2, 3, 4, 5. Everyone you meet, ask them, thank you so much. I have learned so, and say what you've learned. People love to hear. I never realized you could have a failure like that and come back and experience a success. Or, boy, I really appreciate your humility today and how you're taking time with me. I appreciate your time. And then close with saying, thank you so much. Who else do you think I should speak with? And please don't feel obligated. I don't want to be presumptuous. But if you're so inclined, could I get 2 or 3 names of people I should speak with? And they will generally be grateful to do that. And what will happen oftentimes is they'll say, do you have 5 more minutes? Well, sure. You probably have nothing going on, right? And they may call them right then and there and say, I'm sitting with somebody. Would you mind if I gave them your number and had them call you? And that happened to me literally 2 weeks ago. There's a person who's wants to be in investment banking. They came and they worked with me for a few weeks. And then they asked me, hey, I wanted to meet somebody in this industry. Could you help me? And I said, hold on. I made a call, called this person. And within a matter of a minute, they were able to meet this other person they wanted to meet. And I suspect this young man has done the same thing over and over again. So in summary, when you're going to meet someone and you want to make a good impression, be humble, be teachable, be grateful, appreciative, listen, be a listener, be an excellent listener. Remember, you have one mouth and two ears. Go on that ratio. In fact, I try to err on the 80% listening, 20% speaking. Ask intelligent questions. Tell them you appreciate it. Use the 5 phrases: what, where, how, when, and why. Ask them about successes and failures. Ask them what they would do differently this time. Ask them, knowing what you now know, if you were my age, what would you do? And then thank them. Give another firm handshake, and then ask them on your way out, who else do you know that I should speak to that you think could be of benefit in giving me direction? Well, thank you for your time. I hope this session has been helpful.